What's up, guys? You're listening to Confessions of a Gym Rat, getting you through the 9 to 5 as healthily and happily as possible. Happy Monday and happy sunny Monday. Honestly, guys, I want you to take a second and thank me for sitting down and recording this episode on my Monday morning when I could be outside in the sun, the struggle, the sacrifice. I know. So you know what? You don't even have to say it. You're welcome. All right. Seriously though, guys, now that the weather's warmer, the weather's been warmer, but it's been raining every other day or like a little bit every day, which kind of puts a damper on things. But the weather's warmer and I find that people's attitudes are just so much better, including myself. And I told myself I was going to stop talking about the weather, but it just puts you in such a good mood. So I'm going to feed that sunshiny Monday energy into you guys. Like if it's Mondays are Mondays and we tend to associate them with bad, not fun. Mondays aren't great. But when you start off the week and the sun is shining, how could you be in a bad mood? How could you hate Monday? How could you hate the start of the week if the rest of the week is going to be beautiful and sunny? And then it's going to rain on like Thursday and Friday. But isn't a sunny Monday a good thing? A good omen? I'm in a good mood today, guys. That's my good energy for the week. This past week, if you follow me on TikTok, you've probably seen, I've taken it upon myself to start reworking some of my old clothes. You know, I'm trying to not do it as much, but your girl likes to shop and she likes fashion. When I was in college, I definitely bought a lot of fast fashion, Shein stuff. It's cheap. You know, it's cheap. It lasts through the wash, but the problem with fast fashion is a lot of it goes to waste. But then again, like, I don't know. It's a whole thing. A lot of it does go to waste. And, you know, I do try and donate a lot of my old stuff because there are a lot of, if I'm not wearing it, why am I going to throw it away? The nice things, you know, I'll put on Poshmark. If it doesn't sell, then I'll donate it because there's so many people that don't have clothes in this world. But also because it just goes to landfills, you know? So I love to shop. This is not a secret. This should not be new information. I think I was talking to you guys last week about how time flies on the treadmill. If you're online shopping. So instead of online shopping this weekend, I decided to take some of the old clothes that I have and rework them into new trendy clothes. Pinterest is a huge help. I'm a Pinterest whore. Hand up. I admit it. I am a Pinterest whore. I can't get off of it. I made a Pinterest probably when I was in like a freshman in high school or whenever it came out. I used it in high school for like a hot second and then I went like a decade without using it. And then I started going back on for like nail ideas and now we're just full fledged. Like I am on Pinterest all the time. It's terrible because it makes me want to buy everything. It makes me want to redo. I've wanted to redo my room like a million times in the past year because I'm always on Pinterest looking at other people's rooms, okay? It's been a good thing in a sense of like I've decluttered a lot because this clean girl aesthetic's really in and your girl's got a lot of leftover crap. But anyway, I was looking up ideas on how to rework old things on Pinterest. I made some new sweatshirts. I made some new sweatpants out of old ones. Things that like I had on Poshmark that weren't selling, I just cut them up, sewed them together by hand, by the way. And we made some fresh new pieces. I made myself a new Giants hoodie. I made myself a new Rutgers crew neck. I get fit jeans every month sent to me, a little flex there, which by the way, they're having a sale next month, just a little sneak peek. But I'll ask for like a pair that I can then cut up and make cool things out of. So I made a pair of shorts. I made a denim skirt. We've been having fun. If anyone has good, so I used to work for a company, guys. I'm going on a tangent here. I used to work for a company and one of the products that we sold was sewing machines. I wish that I had decided how much I like to sew and do this stuff before I quit that job. But oh well. So I've been doing everything by hand. Honestly, don't even know how to work a sewing machine. I'm sure I could figure it out, but we've just been doing it by hand. And that's been my new fun thing. So I'm going to start taking my friends, doing that kind of stuff. Yeah, that's my good, that's my environmental contribution. I don't know. Okay, let's switch topics really quickly though. I need to get this off my chest because I keep forgetting about it. Like I keep forgetting to talk about it, but then I'll be in the car, like something random will happen and it makes me think of it. A few weeks ago, I was talking to you guys about The Doll People, like that book that I read in like second grade and all throughout elementary school. I don't even know what I was doing the other day. And it made me think, oh, you know what happened? My brother left a piece of sourdough toast in the toaster on Friday. And I ate it because he went to work. So I texted him and was like, don't worry. It looked really lonely in there. So I ate it for you. And he was like, oh, thanks. Thanks for doing that. And it made me think of this book that I used to read. This was a hot commodity in the school library in elementary school. First of all, we had these rules in the elementary school library where it was like you could have two books at a time or you could have one puppet. We used to have these like hand puppets, like animals and stuff, and people would go freaking crazy for them. But I always liked the books, so I never really got the puppets, but these kids on my bus used to have them. And they would put on little puppet shows for us. That's just a tangent. Anyway, it was called Arnie or Artie the Donut. Let me Google Arnie the, yes. Arnie the Donut. Yes. So my teacher read this to us, like our library teacher. And then it was a hot commodity after that. It was, everybody wanted it. I checked this book out so many times. Arnie the Donut, cooked up by Lori Keller. I don't know who did the illustrations. And it's about this whole donut's journey of, like, there's all these different types of donuts. And first they get born, like, they're, like, made out of the bread and stuff. And then they go to the salon and they're, like, getting a... Oh my gosh, you could read some of it right here. Oh no, just the beginning. Okay. Anyway, Arnie turned out to be just the kind of donut he'd hoped for, chocolate covered with bright colored candy sprinkles. He was made very early in the morning at the downtown bakery, home of the best donuts around. Arnie was proud to be one of the best. He knew that people all over town made special trips to his bakery to buy donuts of their very own. So it's this guy named Arnie. He's a donut. He goes to, in like the little deep fryer, gets a little tan, goes to the salon, gets his little icing and stuff. But then somebody buys him and he feels so chosen, but they go to eat him. And it's like slightly traumatic because you think that Arnie's going to die. That's it. There was no point other than, am I the only one that read this book? That's the only thing I had to say about this. That's, if you have, Google it, Arnie the Donut. You guys have had to have read this. I loved it, but anytime I eat a donut, because Arnie was the type of donut he always dreamed to be, just chocolate frosted with rainbow sprinkles. I personally like the vanilla frosted, but whenever I go to like Dunkin' Donuts and get a donut, Arnie comes to mind. It's so weird, like the little things. Wait, there's more? There's more. Spinny Icky Showdown, The Adventures of Arnie the Donut. What the hell? There's so many. Yo, this guy's got a whole series. All I ever read was Arnie the Donut. What the hell? All right. When I have kids, we have some reading to do. That's it, though. What the hell, guys? I never knew that. Also, it's saying Arnie the Donut from 2018. I guarantee you that I was not, like, it, no. I read this when I was, the year was like 2006, I guarantee you. Oh no, originally published 2003, adaptations 2005. God, what a time. What a time to be alive. Okay, but we need to keep things moving and get on with the hot topics for this week. And the first one is that Morgan Wallen has been arrested again. I got to talk to him. I preface it by saying I don't know him. We got to talk because I love Morgan Wallen's music. I really do. I'm seeing him in May. Everything's a banger. They are all, I've listened to his last album, One Thing at a Time. I've listened to it so many times that it's ridiculous. I love his music, but it is really hard to be a fan when he keeps doing dumb shit. There was a whole incident a few years ago, and you know what? He apologized for it. I don't excuse the behavior at all. If you're drunk, you're drunk. It doesn't mean that you get a pass on being an idiot. But I do believe that people can people can grow. You know, you got to take everybody's apology, take it with a grain of salt, if you will. But if it doesn't keep happening, like, let it be. That's aside. That's not really the problem this time. The problem this time is that he was drunk and took a chair off of a sixth floor balcony, threw it on the ground, and it landed next to some Nashville police officers. Is there worse offenses? Yes. Was his little first drunken event when he decided to scream the N-word a worse offense? Yes. Yes, it is. But some, like, I don't know. Here's the thing. I know some people who do pretty stupid shit when they're drunk. When I was a freshman in college, somebody ripped the water fountain out of the wall of our dorm on my floor. Okay. Do I think that this is like the worst offense? No. Could he have really hurt somebody? Like, yes, he could have. If I saw a chair coming at me, though, I'd probably run. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this, because, like, I do think it's hard to defend him when he keeps doing stupid shit. If you're going to keep doing stupid shit, then you need to stop drinking. And I thought that that's kind of like what his case was, because he, on his last album, he had some songs like Born with a Beer in My Hand. Like, he's like, I'm not going to not drink forever, but I'm calming down. Outlook on life has changed. You know, I was a set undying man, things like that. I thought we were kind of past this, but I guess not. Some people just need to know their limits. I think he's one of them. Do I think that it's the worst offense in the world? No, because I know people that get drunk and do far worse shit, but they're not in the public eye. But if you're in the public eye and you keep doing stupid shit when you drink, pull it back, brother. Pull it back. And then he's smiling in his mugshot, and some people took that like real, like they really took that to heart. But I'm like, you know, he threw it. He didn't hurt anyone. He didn't hurt anyone verbally or physically. Let's keep going. I'm going to choose to keep going because I like him. I like his music. It's just hard to be a fan of somebody when you keep doing stupid shit, you know? Anyway, that happened at the end. Honestly, that happened at like, I don't even know when that happened. I think it was like Sunday night or something, or Monday night. I sat down with my family and they were like, ugh, Morgan Wallen. And I was like, what are you talking about? They're like, how did you not know? I said, I don't know. I haven't been on Twitter. I don't know. Like, chicks in the office didn't post about it. But chicks in the office did post. When was this? Let me look up the date. 3 days ago, Jerry Turner and Teresa Nist, the Golden Bachelor, announced their divorce. This is interesting. I didn't watch the Golden Bachelor. Okay. I just, sometimes I tune into the Bachelor. Sometimes I don't. More into like my Bravo shows. But what the, like, it took them a year, not even a year. And they were like, obviously, if you're announcing your divorce now, it's been over for like a minute. What the? I don't know. It just seems like a whole lot of hoopla for a whole lot of nothing. It seems like they were probably just trying to push this Golden Bachelor thing. There wasn't actually something that worked out for him, but they were like, just do it, follow through with it. Let's make it a good ending. for the first season. Sam's a little suspicious now. I don't know. That I just kind of scoffed at and was like, okay, next. But it's also like, I don't know, they're like 70. Like what? I don't know. Huge letdown though. Or not even a huge letdown, minor letdown. Boo, tomatoes. Okay. Third topic. I'm at the gym the other day. I walk in and I get a text from my brother and it comes up on my watch. Everyone's saying hi. I'm like, hey guys. I look at my watch and I go, OJ Simpson just died. And everyone was like, what? And I was like, OJ Simpson just died. And I know that nobody felt a pang of sadness. I wasn't laughing, you know, I mean, that's never really that funny. But the first thing that came to my head is, damn, we're like, he really didn't admit to anything. He didn't say shit. And I guess it's a little different. We're like, Ted Bundy, he knew he was dying. He's getting the chair, you know? So we might as well have just admitted it because he wasn't cheating death. It was that he was sentenced to death, okay? OJ Simpson had cancer, probably didn't wake up on whatever day saying, yep, this is it, last breath, peace. But if you know you're dying, like, how can you not? I don't know. I was toying with this because I'm like, how can you not? Like, you did this. How do you not have the heart to just give everyone peace of mind before you die with your secrets? And then I was like, well, if you have the heart to kill your wife, then I guess you are okay with dying with your secrets. But then how come like Ted Bundy admitted to things? But that's because Ted Bundy was a screaming narcissist and he was a serial killer that got off on that stuff. OJ Simpson's a murderer, 100%. I believe it. But it was different. You know, he wasn't a serial killer. Like, he didn't get pleasure out of killing people. He killed his wife. But I find it very unsettling. Very unsettling that he died and nothing was admitted to. Because, I don't know. Do what you will with that. I don't think anyone went, aw. Everyone was kind of like, okay. And honestly, I saw the article 12 minutes after it was released and my friend was like, 12 minutes? The guy probably didn't even make it down to hell yet. And I was like, damn, that's... What a concept. Like, if you want to get your brain in a tizzy, then start thinking about going to hell for the rest of eternity. Just, that's enough to get you riled up and have a panic attack for the day. But yeah, those are, lots happened this week, and those are the three big hot topics. Arguably the last one being the biggest. All right, highlights for the week. This week's health and fitness related highlight is probably the fact that I was able to go on a bike ride yesterday with my dad. I know he's listening to this, okay? But I'm not saying it just because you're listening. I'm saying because it was a nice hour of my life outside. Quality father-daughter time. And we got outside. Plus, as my parents get older, I think it's super important to make sure that they stay exercising and eating healthy. And the weather was so beautiful. I do have to roast my dad for a hot second, though. It was 75 degrees yesterday. I drove to his house with the windows down. I'm feeling great. I get inside and he's like getting the bikes ready. And he's like wearing like a flannel Sherpa type jacket. And he's like, hope you have a jacket. You're gonna be cold. And I was like, Dad, it's literally 75 degrees outside. And he was like, oh, whoops. I was like, what? What world have you been lit? And he went outside. I don't know. Dads are great for good laughs, though. You know, I'm thankful. I'm saying this is also, you know what? This is a second part of the same highlight. I'm thankful that I have a dad who gives me some good laughs. I think sometimes he gets a little like, he takes it to heart when I laugh at him, like I'm making fun of him. But truly, I'm so grateful to have a silly goose of a father that just is I can laugh at and with, you know, makes life a little bit lighter. So that's this week's health and fitness related highlight. Non-health and fitness related highlight. Let's see. You know what? I painted my nails. Okay. And they didn't turn out fantastic, but they didn't turn out awful. But I did the whole acrylic thing, the gel polish, and then I put some little butterflies on it and I did them by myself. I don't like them as much as the press-ons because they are a little bit like, they don't look that clean. But I did it myself and that's enough to be proud of. Okay. If you're putting a lot of effort into your workouts, make sure that you're putting a lot of effort into your diet as well. You guys know that I use 1UP Nutrition for all my supplements, fish oil, multivitamin, pre-workout, BCAAs or EAAs, creatine, all that. So just go to 1UPNutrition.com with the number one. Check out your favorite flavors. Check out some samples if you're not sure and use my code Liz20 at checkout. So I'm making it like my life's mission. I guess I've already made it my life's mission, but I'm continuing to make it my life's mission to, have I said life's mission enough? I think I have. Anyway, to kind of clarify things that I see online circulating places, because there is a lot of good information out there, but there is a lot of crap. And how the hell do we determine what, like, how do we determine what's crap and what's not? And honestly, like, you might be sitting here now going, well, what, like, why should we believe you, you know, over somebody else? And I'm going to say, one, I could not get up on any sort of platform, Instagram, TikTok, podcast, whatever, and promote garbage. Two, before I come and talk to you guys about anything on the podcast, and if I make any educational posts on Instagram, I'm always making sure that I'm doing my research from credible sources just to back my knowledge and my data so I don't come on the internet spewing garbage like everybody else. Here's the thing, guys. As a marketing major, I am very aware, hyper aware of brand marketing schemes. I don't know if that's the best way to put it, but when I look at things and they kind of look too good to be true, where they're super appealing to me, I take a second and I'm like, hold on. What's the catch almost? Not to be cynical and stuff, but it's like, okay, this is marketed perfectly. Like, you have got my attention, but did you get my attention because you're trying to play into like my weaknesses here and feed me some crap? Or is it actually just a solid product, you know? And I'll give you the example. I don't know if I told you guys about this. This is not what I even wanted to talk about, but I'm looking at it and it's a great example. I was in Target last week and I stumbled upon this brand called Zevia. And I've heard of them before, but I just never bothered to like pay any attention because it says, the can I'm looking at it right now says Zevia, zero sugar soda. So to any of us, you know, any plain Jane's thinking, oh, zero sugar soda. It's like a diet soda, zero calories. I'm going to have it or whatever. This is great. But for me, I was like, zero sugar. It said zero sugar instead of diet. But like, what's the catch here? What are the ingredients? And then I actually looked and hold on, let me read it to you. The actual ingredients are, and I can pronounce them all. And there's only like three. Carbonated water, natural flavors, stevia leaf extract, and citric acid. So I took a second and was like, zero sugar soda? Who that? Like, they think they're going to get me with this over-appealing label? No, no, no. But then I read the label and was like, okay, it actually is a good product. Anyway, where was I even going with that? Well, I guess whenever a brand says something like, sugar-free, like fat-burning, that kind of stuff, red alarms start going off in my head. You know, I'm like, all right, what's the catch here? Because so many of us in America are concerned with losing weight and all that stuff and diet culture. And it's a lot of y'all fall into the trap. That's what I'm just going to say. It works. And they keep marketing this way. Like, they keep marketing it this way because it's working. People are falling into the trap. So one of the things that I've been seeing going around for a while is L-carnitine. And 1UP actually does sell 2 L-carnitine products. They have the, let me pull it up right now, the L-carnitine 3000 liquid. I think it's just like a, whatchamacallit, it's just like a drink or whatever. And then they have, is it the Fat Burner Stim Free? Is that what it is? It might be the Fat Burner. I don't know. Now I'm looking. I thought they had like an L-carnitine powder, but I guess not. Okay, it must be that. It's just L-carnitine in like a pill. I've never, and I love 1UP, guys. I've been working with them for 5 years. And like I said, people buy it. So why not make money off of it? That's capitalism. That's America. And L-carnitine itself is not garbage. You know, it's like, it's not like you're putting garbage into your body. Like the L-carnitine 3000 liquid is a very different title than Fat Burner Stim Free. And if you look on any of these supplement websites, you're going to see fat burners, all that stuff. And I hate it, mostly because we're not educated. You know, I was at the bar last week and somebody was asking me what supplements I'm on or whatever. And I said, oh, you know, I just take an EAA. And then I take a little bit of creatine at night. And they were like, oh, you should really be on L-carnitine. And I was like, one, who made you qualified to tell me what to take? Two, I'm good. My bases are covered. Don't worry about me. Okay. Like I got it under control. And it just, it was a combination of that. And then I had a conversation with somebody at the gym today, or this weekend, sorry, talking about L-carnitine. And I was like, you know what? I got to get on this podcast and I got to talk about it. So let's talk about it instead of me dancing around it. What the hell is L-carnitine? I told you guys this a couple weeks ago when we were going over supplements and EAAs. Essential amino acids are the amino acids that we need to build protein strands in our body, okay? And there's 9 of them. Three are BCAAs, branched chain amino acids. They all serve different purposes, but they build protein strands in our body. We need them. That's why they're called essential. And L-carnitine is one of those. It plays a crucial role in like it transports fatty acids to the mitochondria of our cells. And instantly, when I said that, see, I've been like reading these things, taking notes, but when I said that out loud, I immediately went back to my high school freshman year biology class where we had to make a 3D cell. And I went ham on that styrofoam ball and clay. Anyway, we can get L-carnitine in our diet through, I believe it's dairy and meat. Like I was going to say animal meat, but literally what else? Like what else? Okay. Meat and dairy. L-carnitine's main role in our body is basically its mitochondrial function and energy production. I'm going to read now this quote off of Healthline. In cells, it supports transport of fatty acids into the mitochondria where they can be burned for energy. More than 95% of your L-carnitine stores are contained in your muscles, along with trace amounts in your blood, liver, hearts, and kidneys. L-carnitine may help increase mitochondrial function, which plays a key role in disease and healthy aging. Newer research illustrates the potential benefits of carnitine's different forms, which can be used for various conditions, including heart and brain disease. Now, why does everybody link L-carnitine to fat loss? Okay, this wasn't just made up out of thin air. They didn't just slap L-carnitine on a bottle and then say fat burner. Let's find out why. So L-carnitine basically moves, and I've said this like three times now, but just in case you didn't get it. L-carnitine moves fatty acids to the mitochondria to be used as energy. So there's a lot of thought that it keeps your body from storing fat because it's moving it, but it also helps burn that fat off. But people take that, like those fatty acids, I should say, people take that and think like, oh my gosh, all my fat is going to be burned off and no muscle will be burned off. And that's not really the case. That's where things get a little mishmashed. Will it help you lose weight? Probably, I'm going to say. I mean, there's been a lot of studies done from credible sources that prove yes. I'll read this right here from the article. One review of 37 studies found that L-carnitine sublimation significantly reduced body weight and BMI. However, it had no effect on belly fat or body fat percentage. So we're the same. It's basically the same as if I were going to have a pre-workout or a cup of coffee. Caffeine helps to get our heart rate up. Our heart rate burns. The higher our heart rate, the more we burn. Okay. That's not a method for everyone though. You guys know me and my high anxiety. I can't do the pre-workout. I can handle a cup of coffee, but that's about it. L-carnitine will help you burn fatty acids, but that doesn't mean it's going to burn your fat away and just your fat away. Let me tell you, if your diet is not right, if your exercise isn't right, if they're both not right, and you're taking this supplement, if you're taking L-carnitine because it says fat burner on it, don't get your hopes up. Don't be expecting anything. I'm a very big believer. Sorry, my phone's going off right now. I'm a very big advocate in you should try holistic methods before just putting shit into your body. Okay. And L-carnitine isn't necessarily shit, but it's like, what else is in those fat burning supplements? You know, and why do you need it? You know, if you're like, oh, I have stubborn belly fat, this isn't going to help that. That's not what this is for. If your diet's right and your exercise is right, you're getting your essential amino acids in, there's no reason for an L-carnitine supplement, in my opinion. And I think I actually misspoke before. So because I'm thinking back and I'm like, I think I did say it was an essential amino acid, L-carnitine. And it's not. It's an amino acid. It's just not one of the essential ones. So just clearing that up. So my advice to you is, listen, if the ingredients, like I'm looking at the one up right now, the L-carnitine, like the 3000, the liquid, the only ingredient is L-carnitine. Oh, wait, hold on. Other ingredients: purified water, citric acid, potassium sorbate, sodium benzoate, sucralose, natural and artificial flavor. So like for me, I know that sucralose irritates me. We've talked about this on this podcast. So I'm probably not going to have that. I don't want the sucralose in my body, you know, but if it's, there's not really too much crap in there. Like the sodium benzoate, like I don't really need that. And like the preservative, don't really need that either, but it's not the worst thing for you. If it's what you want to spend your money on, sure, go for it, I guess. But there's other things to spend your money on, honestly, like just get a pre-workout, you know, or a cup of coffee. Those will work fine. So yeah, that's our tea on L-carnitine. My opinions on it. Probably going to get some hate for it because everything's controversial these days. I just don't think it's necessary. And I think listen, how many people do I know that take it? I can't name one. That's what I'll say. And I feel like that says a lot. All right, guys. Well, that pretty much wraps up this week's episode of Confessions of a Gym Rat. Make sure that you're following the podcast on Instagram at Confessions of a Gym Rat. Make sure you're following me on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube, Lifts with Liz. And I'll talk to you guys next Monday.